Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just saw growth in certain areas that you need to see this time of year if you're a team that's trending in the right direction. On offense, I think you can speak to the young guys emerging and making the necessary plays in those significant moments. And it's good that it's starting to come really from multiple places. A week ago, we were standing here talking about James Washington rising up and making the necessary plays for us at the receiver position. In the last game, I thought Deontay did similar things. So it's back-to-back weeks. We're talking about young wide receivers. I think the same thing could be said about the growth and development of Benny Snell. We've seen a lot over him in over the last month or so, and showing a run demeanor that's attractive, an ability to show featured runner-like characteristics and mentality. Been good.
Brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. What was the name of that Dennis Quaid movie where he was like a 37-year-old dude who...
The Rookie?
Yeah.
That was based on that real-life story, wasn't it? The guy who like debuted in the major leagues as a former math teacher or whatever?
Yeah, I thought I had an outside shot of getting into the NBA like in my 30s as just a outside shooter, but those dreams...
They died yesterday.
They died yesterday.
The worst injuries are the non-contact ones.
That's what they say.
Steelers, maybe one of the working titles for their 2019 season is the rookies. Devin Bush, Deontay Johnson, Benny Snell. Don't forget about Duck Hodges. Now even Kareth White picked up off the Bears practice squad. He was a seventh-round pick in the draft. Looking at this 2019 Tomlin-Colbert draft class, I would say this is, what, at least a... I would give him at least a B.
I would give him a B+.
B plus.
I would give him a B plus, and then when you would throw in just the fact that they found all these kind of scrap heap guys, and I don't mean that like derisively, but no one was thinking about Deion Kane because he wasn't on the Steelers. Nobody thought about Kareth White. Tevin Jones was a complete afterthought. It is amazing, and I know all the players I just named, really their contributions have been very minimal overall.
But timely though.
But very timely. It's been kind of one of those. I think that's one of the reasons, Pony, that Tomlin's enjoying this season so much, because it's very much a next man up season, to the point where he's plucking guys that look like they might be, you know, working at Home Depot week from today, and they're coming in putting on black and gold uniforms and producing. And I think Mike Tomlin, more than most coaches, absolutely loves that concept.
Yeah, without a doubt. And he talked about that a couple of weeks ago, right when they signed Deion Kane. Because obviously it was other receivers that were available, bigger name guys, and they talked about how they find joy and pleasure in taking those diamonds in the roughs, those guys that nobody really thinks can get it done, and helping them grow and develop into something, into a contributor. And we've seen now, with Deion Kane in particular, multiple weeks, his impact showing up, whether it's big catches or drawing pass interference penalties, but each of the past 3 weeks, he's had an impact on those games.
Arthur, when you got to the Steelers, you were an established NFL vet by then. Mm-hmm. But observationally, what did you see in the way Mike Tomlin would sort of treat any undrafted kid that was a rookie that was starting to have any kind of a possible impact on the team? Did he, like, was that something you noticed? Did he take a special little bit of time for those guys?
Yeah, but with Coach Tomlin, he's one of the ultimate motivators. So it didn't
preach,
matter.
It doesn't matter who you are.
Right, it doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
It didn't matter if you were Cam Hayward and Stephon Tuitt, he would motivate them certain ways. Or, like you said, undrafted guys, guys who shouldn't, more than likely wouldn't have made it on any other team, but they found a way to stick here. He talks about how, I don't care about what means you've arrived. If you can play, you can play. I'm going to find a way to help you. I'm going to find a way to get you on this team. And you will see it. I mean, I think about a guy, Robert Golden. Rob G, yeah.
See, you're only bringing that up because you hung out with him this weekend.
Actually, no, I missed it this weekend hanging out with him. He had a baby. He had his baby, yeah. Yeah.
Because he lives in Phoenix and he was supposed to be around you guys, but then his wife.
Yeah, man. She dropped the baby. Actually, dropped the baby Saturday morning.
I like that you say like that. Dropped a baby like it's an album.
Oh, sorry.
Like, you know, this baby. What's the baby's name? You know?
It's actually...
I'm gonna give
it's the
you
hottest
guys,
new album. It's the
like
baby's
champion,
name.
It's like Champion something.
Champion Golden,
Golden
the hottest yeah, album Golden. Of 2019.
I'm gonna give you Bush, Johnson, Snell, and Duck from this draft class. Okay? And then I want you to. I'm gonna give you a previous Tomlin Colbert draft collaboration. And you tell me if draft this.
So wait,
this
we're counting
draft,
Duck, even though they didn't want him, and he's a free agent that they signed for $1,000.
He's a rookie.
Okay.
He's a rookie.
And, okay. And they have released him and brought him back.
No, okay, that's fine. That's fine. All right,
I'm going to give you a draft year, and you tell me if this group has a chance to be better or worse than the group I'm giving you.
Okay.
2007: Timmons, Woodley, Spaeth, Gay.
Got to win a Super Bowl. I think honestly with this group because Timmons and Woodley were integral parts of a Super Bowl early in their career.
And Gay played forever.
Yeah.
Woodley has an unbelievable. Are you familiar with this Woodley stat? He is the only player in NFL history to reach 10 sacks in the postseason in less than 10 postseason games.
Wow.
No one else did it in even 11.
Okay, so I agree with that. I think 2007 will be better next year. Mendenhall, Ryan Mundy, Dennis Dixon, Limus Swede.
Better.
Come on, man. Yep. Yeah, this is,
okay. You're talking, though, to a member of like the Dennis Dixon Apologist Society that if he hadn't messed up his knees so much, I thought that guy could have been really nice as a pro.
Next, 2009.
Maybe I'm full of it.
Mike Wallace, Keenan Lewis, A.Q. Shipley, Ziggy Hood.
A.Q.'s been playing forever. Mike Wallace.
Keenan Lewis was one that got away the wrong way. Like, it was they bet wrong on him,
I
much liked, like Bud Dupree.
I would say this year's, because I think that Devin Bush will go down as better
Deontay
than any player
have
from
a,
that draft
I
class.
Say, do you think Deontay can have the same type of impact as Mike Wallace has had?
Not the same way, but yeah.
Okay. He's their leading receiver this year in terms of touchdown catches, at least,
all
and
right,
receptions.
2010.
No.
Pouncey.
No.
Just move.
Sanders.
Just move along.
A.B.
Move along.
Jason Worlds.
Just move along.
Next.
I agree. 2011. Cam Hayward. Marcus Gilbert. Cortez Allen. Curtis Brown.
Man, there's Hayward's, a chance.
Hayward is such a mainstay. Yes. Like, he feels...
Yeah, I think Johnson will eventually Chris.
But Hayward feels... I said
so
this
I would
about
say
him
this
yesterday.
Year.
When I see Cam Hayward bulldozing people and, like, loving this on the field, I see Mike Tomlin as a player, like, the living extension of him.
Well,
on
Arthur, they got two starters from that draft, really, Hayward and Gilbert. Yeah. And the Steelers are going to get two, I think, in Bush and Johnson. And they've
Yeah, but I need to see more of it, though, from Johnson. That's my thing. With Gilbert, we saw him develop. We saw he went from...
Can Devin Bush
so
be an
good
all-pro?
To be in the top
I think so.
Tackle in his league.
If you think Devin Bush can be an all-pro, then I can get to the idea that could be a more impactful
2012,
class.
David DeCastro, Kelvin Beachum, Sean Spence, and Mike Adams.
This one can be
I
better
think
than
this
that.
One, yeah.
Me too.
This has a strong
two good linemen.
David
DeCastro's
David
an all-pro, but I like
a potential Hall of Famer, likely Hall of Famer, but I still like this class better.
2013, Le'Veon Bell, Vince Williams, Shamarco Thomas,
oh man,
Jarvis Jones.
I think this one. I think this one can be better just because Bell wasn't available for the whole year. Vince, I mean, we've had our fun with Vince being one of the killer bees, but he's been kind of a quiet.
I like this one better than that one, even though Bell and Williams have obviously turned into, in one case, a really, really good player.
Yeah. Vince is better than.
I would say, don't give him that.
Vince
only
is a
once
solid
turned into
run
a really
stuffing
good
linebacker.
I wouldn't put Vince on Le'Veon's level.
No.
We're just saying, I think you're being a little bit unkind.
2014, Shazier, Tuitt, Martavis Bryant, Big Dan McCullers.
This one could be better only because Shazier's a massive incomplete.
Right. Yeah. I would agree with that.
And they drafted Devin Bush specifically because of what happened.
2015, Bud Dupree, Jesse James, Anthony Ciccolo, Senquez Golson.
This one. Even with Bud looking like a pro bowler.
I would agree again. 2016, Artie Burns, Sean Davis, Javon Hargrave, Tyler Matakevich.
I feel like the top two guys were busts.
They are.
I'm going to make a statement about this year's draft class.
I can't say they're busts.
I think there's a better chance Deontay Johnson has a phenomenal Steelers career.
Not like Sean Davis, though.
I think of this year's class, I think there's a better chance Deontay Johnson has a tremendous career than Devin Bush.
2017, this will be a tough one to top. Watt, Juju, Cameron Sutton, James Conner.
That one.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Last year, Terrell Edmonds, James Washington, Mason Rudolph, Jalen Samuels.
Who looks like the best player out of that group right now?
I would say this one. I would say 2019.
Washington looks like suddenly the best player out of that group. Samuels had a huge game against New England to help them win. But
Samuels has been consistent, though.
Haven't used him as much as I thought they would, given his sort of unique skill set. And Mason Rudolph being there in the third round is just done by.
And I don't think Edmonds has played like the 20th pick in the draft, but I don't want to get on.
But he's still producing, though.
Well, I got a bad back. I don't want to get on your back.
They're putting him in the box, though, and that does make me leery. I know
he looked good. He looked good in coverage on Sunday.
But you're putting him in the box because you got Minka in the
middle. I understand. Well, I'm having like nightmares of Edmonds trying to defend that pass to David Johnson, where he looked like he had my vertical leap for some reason on that play. Like I got transformed into his body.
Oh, man.
Because he should have had that pick.
Yeah.
But he's been fine. Coming up and playing in the box.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.